Youth participation in politics has broken records in recent elections, showing the political power of this growing voter bloc.
For every year of Trump's presidency, I think there was a new chapter of a social movement that was born, whether it was the Women's March, March for Our Lives, the environmental movement, or the movement for Black Lives.
That's gun control activist and youth organizer David Hogg. He was at the center of one of those movements when he helped found March for Our Lives in the aftermath of a mass shooting at his high school in Parkland, Florida. Now he's making a career shift ahead of the next election. His new group, Leaders We Deserve, launches today, focused on supporting young Democrats running for state and federal office. NPR's Elena Moore is here to talk more about it. Hi, Elena.
Hey, good morning.
So why is Hogg starting this group?
Well, the goal here, Hogg told me, is to turn more, you know, young activists and organizers into politicians. And when we sat down for an interview recently, it was very clear that Hogg's background, you know, as you said, as a gun control activist, really continues to inform his outlook on this new project.
What I see this as is a second step for our generation and the people in power, that we're not just voting, we're also running. As a generation, we grew up hearing that to survive a school shooting, we had to run, hide, and fight. I think as a generation, we need to reinterpret what that means at a broader scale, and that we need to run for office. We need to stop hiding from the responsibility that previous generations often did to protect young people and the future of this country and the future of this planet. And we need to fight for a better future where that never happens, in a better system.
And Sarah, run, hide, fight is like the tactics students learn in active shooter drills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've spoken to a lot of Gen Z people over the last few months, and gun violence in communities really remains a top issue for them. So it was no surprise to hear that it's still a driving force from Hogg.
Yeah. And how are Leaders We Deserve expecting to set themselves apart? I mean, obviously, there are other groups doing similar work. How will this be different?
Right. So the group is planning on supporting about 24 candidates who are under 35 years old in federal races and under 30 in state races. And a big part of their work will actually be on that state level where, you know, right now, Republicans do hold majorities in a lot of places and have more influence over a lot of issues liberals care a lot about, like guns, access to abortion, and LGBTQ rights. But, you know, Hogg still says the group is focusing on these open and safe Democratic seats right now.
We want to make sure that as an organization, we're being an additive force to make sure that we're helping win. You know, in some races, it may not be best for somebody who's 21 years old to be running in that seat that's more competitive. But what our plan here is to do is to help elect those young people in those open blue seat primaries, where for a very small investment, we can make a major amount of change in terms of the branding of that state Democratic Party, for example, to show a new face, a new generation. And with that, I think it can have an up and down ballot effect of turning out more young people because they see people who understand them.
So, Elena, it sounds like this is about long-term coalition building, leadership training, maybe. That being the case, 2024 is up next. How much of an effect could this have on the next big election?
Right. And since, you know, the group is focused on stacking the deck, so to speak, for the eventual future Democratic majorities of America, in terms of actually flipping Republican seats, that's not their primary goal right now. Though Hogg did tell me that the group will help out in these more competitive races during the general election. But, you know, as for where this fits in the larger youth movement, I think it could help with momentum. I mean, you know, approximately, you know, Gen Z and millennial voters around under 40 will make up about, you know, a really big portion of the electorate in 2024, nearly half, according to Brookings. That said, at the same time, Hogg is pretty transparent about the hurdles his generation still faces as they continue to navigate a system that they're aging into.
I fear that those young people may lose faith in democracy. That's why this project matters, because it's showing young people that yes, our system is broken, but it's not unfixable. We can work to fix it and make it better as a generation. The work that we're doing will compound over time by showing young people that when you're involved in politics, when you're involved in these movements, you don't just have to work on the outside. You can also get involved on the inside. And it doesn't have to be an either-or situation. We need good people on the inside, because I've seen the difference that that can make.
And, you know, as for Hogg, he's 23, which is too young to run for Congress. But, you know, when I asked him about it, he says he hasn't ruled out running one day, but he told me that is a last resort for him.
A last resort. Well, we will see.
We will see.
NPR's Elena Moore, thank you.
Thank you.